He is acting as a soldier of the caliphate, and we should treat him as a soldier of the caliphate. The idea that America is not part of the battlefield is insane.
That is Senator Lindsey Graham, who spent 30 years in the as a JAG officer in the military, still in the reserves. He is just really upset that we Mirandize this this soldier of the caliphate, who says I'm an ISIS member. And for some reason, the Southern District of New York quickly Mirandized him, even though the president said he was considering bringing him to Gitmo. And joining us right now, it's our privilege to bring the Vice President of the United States. If there's somebody more respected on Capitol Hill or by the president, I don't know who it is. Mr. Vice President, welcome back.
Brian, it's great to be on the program, and congratulations on your book. I can't wait to get through it.
Thank you very much, and I'll definitely get it to you if you're allowed. I can never know what the rules are with politicians, if I could actually send it to you or not. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Don't worry. I'll get one on my own. I've read a biography in the past of Andrew Jackson, but I'm really looking forward to
Thanks so much,
reading
Mr.
yours.
Mr. Vice President, I got to tell you, I know you're as strong on terror as anyone when you were in Congress, let alone now. Have your policy now mirroring President Obama's policy of going through the legal system instead of putting him through the military system?
Look, first off, let me say, as the president has said, that our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of Tuesday's terrorist attack in New York City. We are bringing the full resources of the federal government to bear to support the efforts of the New York City Police Department to follow through on the investigation, and we're going to hold this assailant responsible, and if there are any more involved, we're going to hold them to the very strictest account. This was a barbaric act of terrorism, and it will not stand. And it is, in a very real sense, Brian, we believe, a vindication of the aggressive posture President Trump has taken in taking the fight to ISIS on their soil, on our terms. As you've reported very well on this radio program and on the airwaves of Fox and Friends, as we speak, thanks to U.S. Armed Forces and our allies, ISIS is on the run. We have overtaken the so-called capital of their caliphate, Raqqa. There is more fighting to be done, but Tuesday was a grim reminder.
Right.
That our enemies are still afoot. They're still inspiring violence that threatens our people. And I can assure you, President Trump and our entire administration, our armed forces, will not rest. We will not relent until we destroy ISIS
right.
at its source, so it can no longer inspire or make possible these kind of acts of violence.
But Mr. Vice President,
I said that very clearly. But
right.
So there's nothing. I got to tell you, there's nothing about President Trump's policies that mirror the last administration. I mean, ISIS came to life, was literally conjured out of the desert policies of the last administration.
But they brought the battle here, Mr. Vice President, and we're not treating it like that. He says he's a soldier of the caliphate. As the Senator Lindsey Graham said, why are we treating him like a criminal? Here is Ed Davis. He said the way the Boston bombers were treated, he said this is the call he got after they got the Zarniev brother. The other one was dead. Cut 24.
There's a clause in the Patriot Act that takes the process out of the civilian courts into a military-style process. So in the case of the Zarniev, I got a call from the United States attorney who ordered me to give orders to my officers not to read the suspects their rights. And they brought a special team in of intelligence and military personnel because they thought that this may be an ongoing plot. So there is a possibility of doing that in the law.
Why didn't we do that? This guy.
Brian, the president made it clear that he was open to sending this assailant, this terrorist, to Guantanamo. In fact, I think the president tweeted this morning that he would have loved to send the New York City terrorist to Guantanamo, but the process takes longer, and justice delayed is justice denied.
But we Mirandized him. He's got a lawyer.
And the president's made it clear he believes this is a case where death penalty is warranted. I agree with that in the strongest possible terms. I mean, running down innocent civilians, killing 8, injuring more than 11. This was a barbaric terrorist attack, and we want to bring this person we want to bring this person to justice as swiftly as possible. And that's what informed the president's decision.
Right. It's just that I want to question
him more. I really want to take issue, Brian. I mean, the truth is, as I began to say moments ago, literally the precipitous withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq created the vacuum in which ISIS was created.
Oh, I hear you.
It literally overran more than half of Iraq. President Trump came into office and he said, we are going to destroy ISIS. We're going to allow our military to take the action there, take the fight to terrorists. And if anything, this vicious terrorist attack in New York is simply a confirmation that in President Trump, we have the right leadership.
Right.
We have the right commander in chief who's taken the fight to the enemy.
And I hope next time we get him, we don't Mirandize him. We hold on to him until our interrogators feel as though they understand who he's talked to and what he's capable of. I don't think, as much as I respect New York, I don't think they know everything he knows. And they now has a lawyer, and he's smiling with an ISIS flag, and he's going to start using our legal system. Even though I know he's going to get convicted and maybe killed, I want to know what he knows, and I'm not convinced we can do that now. Are you?
Well, let me be very clear with all of your millions of listeners around the country. We are going to get to the bottom of this terrorist action, who inspired him, who worked with him. There is an aggressive investigation underway. I was briefed again on it this morning. I was at the CIA yesterday. As I said, your listeners should be confident. We are bringing the full resources of the federal government to bear in support of New York law enforcement.
Right.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to hold him to the strictest and swiftest account and justice, and we're going to find if there were any others involved, and I can't really speak at this moment about that. If there were any others involved, we will hold them to the strictest account. We're going to bring justice to these people. That's how we protect the American people.
I want to talk about tax reform. I know you do, too. You're going to be later on. You're going to be with Governor Scott in Florida. But I also know that you have the House is finally ready to unveil tax reform. Can you let our listeners know what we the takeaways?
Well, it's been more than a generation since we've passed the kind of tax cuts and tax reform to really enliven the American economy. I mean, John F. Kennedy did it, Ronald Reagan did it, and what really begins today in the House of Representatives, and we believe will be completed before the end of this year, is going to be a historic tax cut that's going to build on the momentum that we already see in this economy, Brian. It really is remarkable. People, you know, after 8 years of less than 2% economic growth, we just posted the second quarter in a row of over 3% growth because of the policies President Trump's been advancing in terms of rolling back red tape, unleashing American energy. But this tax cut plan will reduce taxes on individuals. It'll simplify the tax code. And it'll lower business taxes in America, like the business I'm visiting in Florida today, to make it possible for American companies to compete with companies around the world. It is remarkable to think that in the most powerful economy on earth, we have one of the highest business tax rates on the planet. President Trump's committed to change that, to bring middle-class tax relief to working families, to simplify the tax code. And the great news for the American people is that all starts today with the introduction of the House tax cut bill.
So some specifics, if I can. The 20% the president spoke about, is that a red line? And is it true that you're considering a phase-in of it, a gradual decrease?
Well, I think the president's made it very clear to members of Congress that lowering the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20% is absolutely imperative. That puts us in a competitive position. The president, you know, we were talking about going to 15% early on. The president made it clear we'll do 20, and that's it. So people, I think, understand how firmly the president is committed to that. But the other part of this, don't forget, I grew up in a small business family. My family was in the gas station business, Brian. And my family, like literally millions of businesses around the country, you know, my folks filed their taxes as individuals. That was business income. And we're going to make sure that we also lower the taxes on people that are reporting large incomes that are business income. We're going to lower that to 25%. I mean, you look back at the 1980s, the majority of jobs that were created, the last time we passed historic tax relief, were created in small business America.
But Mr.
President Trump is saying 20% on big corporations, so-called C corporations, but we're going to go to 25% on so-called pass-through small businesses. And the combination of this, we think the combination of this, it's going to be hard to calculate how much the American economy is going to rally around the tax cuts that we're going to fight to get on the president's desk before Christmas.
Right, and I know you got to run, you got to do another interview, but I understand Steve Scalise told us today that the top bracket's going to stay at 39.5%. Would you actually say that too?
Well, I know the House of Representatives is going to be unveiling their plan today. President Trump has made it clear that he wants to focus this tax relief on middle-class Americans and on job creators and businesses across this country. And we think that what House Republicans unveiled today is a great start in that direction. We're grateful for the leadership of Speaker Ryan, of Chairman Kevin Brady, and all those that have been working tirelessly with the administration. The Senate will be moving very quickly on their version of the bill. And in the weeks ahead, we're literally going to fight every day to give the American people the kind of tax cuts and tax reform that'll make the American economy great again.
Mr. Vice President, thanks so much for putting us on your schedule. Always appreciate it. And you'll say that we're going to get it done before the year's end. That will make a lot of people happy. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.